This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Judy, middle initial B, like Becky, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth 5/29/1951. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Mrs. Allen, who was sent for evaluation of acute kidney injury in August of this year, and currently improved kidney function, but now stage 3B chronic kidney disease, according to creatinine levels. Prior to the referral, kidney functions or creatinine levels were ranging between 1.1 and 0.9, estimated GFR between 49 and greater than 60. And that's been since 2019. She did start metformin and Jardiance on April 1st of this year for high A1C, over 8 when that was checked. And she has had a history of gestational diabetes, especially with her last child. And that was diet controlled. But now the diabetes has returned, according to the elevated A1C levels. And so she did start the metformin and the Jardiance. She had no symptoms, no problems, other than blood sugars were very well controlled when she was taking the medications. She did have labs rechecked in August. August 11th of 2023, and her creatinine had gone from 0.9 up to 1.85 with estimated GFR 29. A1C was markedly improved at that time at 6.1. She had 6 microalbumin to creatinine ratio, so that was normal. But there was such a dramatic change. And also, upon examination, the patient reported she had crackles in her lungs and a heart murmur. So an echocardiogram was scheduled and was able to be done September 25th. And the patient had stopped her Jardiance and metformin both on August 20th, a week after her visit. And by the time the echo was done, she had an ejection fraction of 63.5, mild mitral regurgitation, a normal aortic valve, no pericardial effusion, and normal tricuspid valve also. So essentially a normal echo. Our office requested a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. She had normal-sized kidneys without obstruction, no hydronephrosis, a normal-sized bladder without urinary retention. Then labs were rechecked September 14th. Creatinine improved from the 1.85 to 1.59 with GFR 34. And then they were rechecked September 19th and creatinine 1.52 and GFR is 36. So there's been ongoing improvement, but not return to baseline. So the patient was referred. She is feeling much better now. She's on a strict diabetic diet, and her blood sugars are usually between 90 and 100 when she checks them every morning. So she's hoping her next hemoglobin A1C will be less than 6. She's feeling well now, no headaches or dizziness. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms, no neuropathic pain in extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, left breast carcinoma, adenocarcinoma of the uterus, a recent diagnosis of type 2 diabetes in March of this year with known gestational diabetes during her last pregnancy, fifth child, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, she's had right shoulder surgery in 2022, left breast lumpectomy for cancer removal, colonoscopy. She had a hysterectomy and bilateral salpingophrectomy. Before that, a tubal ligation, appendectomy, right eyelid surgery, and left arm open reduction internal fixation, also cataract removal. Social history, she is a non-smoker. She does not consume alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow, and she's retired. Family history is significant for myocardial infarction, breast carcinoma, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and stroke. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, she's on Verapamil 180 mg daily, lisinopril 20 mg daily, Zyrtec 10 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg once daily. Physical exam, height 60 inches, weight 184 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 74. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, no obstruction, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites, extremities, no peripheral edema, pedal pulse is 2+ bilaterally, brisk capillary refill. Labs, most recent lab studies, in addition to the creatinine, the electrolytes 919 of 23, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus 3.4, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.5, hemoglobin 11.0 with normal white count, normal platelets, and 914, also hemoglobin of 11.5 with normal white count, normal platelets. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio, that was March 14th of this year, normal at 7. Urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease after acute kidney injury, possibly secondary to adverse reaction to Januvia. This hopefully will improve as we continue to monitor labs. It has improved, actually, after stopping the labs. And one of the side effects, very serious side effects of Jardiance use, is acute renal failure. And hopefully that will be a transient problem. So we want to repeat labs now. And she can do them when she gets her next hemoglobin A1C, and then every 3 months thereafter. And if her creatinine improves, then we will just continue to monitor. If it worsens, the patient may need to have a renal biopsy done to determine why this is happening. She will continue all of her routine medications and her strict diabetic diet. Hypertension, she'll continue the lisinopril and verapamil, and she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.